Welcome everyone to this blessing Sunday service. I feel to such a very strong presence, and I'm overwhelmed with the testimonies of God's goodness, accuracy of His word, instantaneousness of His results, deliverance from death. We had almost three of them. I saw the doctor's wife. I almost could not recognize. She almost passed maybe 15 years ago. She's now like three times her size then. Incredible God. Hallelujah. This blessing Sunday subject is the blessedness of the blessed. The blessedness of the blessed. In the book of Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Our objective is to understand, first, like the topic, the blessedness of the blessing. Second, is to understand the secrets or the ways of the blessing. The blessedness of the blessing. The secret or the ways of the blessing. And there are three things I want to say here very quickly by way of introduction. One, it is a blessed thing to be blessed of God. Say it another way, there is blessedness in the blessing. It sounds tautological, but it's for emphasis. Meaning is, no words can describe the dividends of the blessing of God. It's just a blessed thing to be blessed. Second, the dividends of the blessing are beyond material gains. The dividends of the blessing. What the blessing does for you is beyond money. It offers what money cannot offer. And thirdly, this is very important. God is the authentic source of the blessing. God is the authentic source of the blessing. Nobody can be called blessed who does not have God. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. Multiply, replenish the earth. Nobody can be called blessed, truly called blessed, who does not have God. Once in a while, they say about a movie star or a music star or a billionaire, oh, the man is really blessed. He just bought a car of 100 million, 150 million. It's a rubbish word. Calling an Indian hemp smoker blessed. That is no blessing at all. By the time we get into the details of the blessing, you will understand what the blessing is all about. Even though it includes wealth, That is the least of it. Beloved, if you want to be really and truly blessed, it happens only in God. Only in God. The word blessed has been so abused and misused, overused and underused at times. But we're going to look at 12 things that the blessing will have to offer. I'll look at 6 in this service and 6 in the next service. Number one, the blessing maketh rich. That's the one that most people know. It attracts massive wealth, substance, and resources. It attracts massive wealth, substance, resources. Proverbs 10:22. It said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It maketh rich. That was what made Abraham. Genesis 13 and in verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, in gold. Very rich. Genesis 24 and in verse 1. And he said, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. He blessed Abraham in all things. In verse 35 of the same Genesis 24, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he's become great, and has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. The same was the story of Isaac in Genesis 26 and in verse 12 all the way to verse 14. And Isaac sowed in the same land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Massive wealth, massive resources. Job chapter 1, look at Job also in Job chapter 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. The Bible says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And then his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses. And a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. There is somebody here who shall be addressed like that. That amen can be better than that. Shout the loudest amen. The blessing maketh rich. It attracts massive wealth, substance, and resources. Number two, the blessing imparts the might and strength of God for consistent victory. It imparts the might and the strength of God for consistent victory. A blessed man is an enlightened man. It is connected to the might of God. It's connected to the strength of God. He is an unbeatable person. Blessed. So it's beyond what they say today. The man is blessed. No, it's beyond that. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, we saw the blessed Abraham. And the Bible said, concerning Abraham, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 300, and 18, and pursued them unto Dan. One man pursuing the army of 4 nations and defeated them by the blessing, by the might of the blessing. It imparts might. It imparts strength. for consistent victory. For somebody listening to the sound of this voice, the last time you lost in battle shall be the last forever. Why is the amen so cold this morning? The last time the forces of witchcraft, the forces of the occult, and the forces of wickedness succeeded against you shall be the last forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. The blessing makes you unbeatable, indomitable, unfightable. That was what they told Isaac, the Philistines. Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 16. They looked at, and Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us. You are a person, but you are much mightier than we. A person that has more might than a nation. Abimelech, the king of Gerar, the Philistine, please move away from us. We see a might in you that is bigger than the might of the nation. By the blessing of the Lord. There are people coming out of here in this season that shall defeat whole covens of witchcraft, whole forces of darkness. Shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I receive the might of the Lord by the blessing of the Lord. You look at the story of Jacob in Genesis 32 and in verse 28, the Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. Alright, start from verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and they arrested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Alright, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And what was the blessing? And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, thy name is Jacob. And then he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. See the blessing. For as a prince hast thou power and might with God and with men, and you have prevailed. The blessing enmightens people. The blessing enmightens people. The blessing strengthens people. The blessing powers people. It's a divine powerization. If there is any word like that, are you hearing what I'm saying here? Let us separate a kadadalala. I see that power coming upon somebody here. The power to prevail. The power to overcome. The power to conquer. Receive it now! The difference between a blessed person and an unblessed person is like the difference between a canoe in Yenagoa or in Bonny Island and a powered boat. The canoe needs effort like this. Is that a powered boat they call it? Speedboat. It has an engine behind. That engine, once they started, vroom, at the speed of light, it has crossed. Before the canoe can move from here there, that power boat has gone 10 times. That engine at the back to me looks like what I would call a blessingometer. It conquers the storm, it conquers the waves, it conquers everything and just arrives at its destination. There is somebody here, God is connecting something to your life today that is going to power you across the storms and power you across the resistances and power you across the oppositions and in the name of Jesus. As a canoe, it needs a lot of effort. Then it showed you just a speedboat now. That one is just speeding. That's how blessed you are. Somebody say loud amen. It imparts the might. It imparts the strength of the Lord. That blessing was upon David in Psalm 89. verse 19 to verse 23. Then thou speakest in a vision to the Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one, chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. I laid power on him and his, with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. He will be too much for every devil. I don't know who I'm talking to here, but from this moment, you are too much for every witch. Too much for every occultic man. Too much for every agent of the devil. Even as we take the communion today, you are too much for the forces of hell. Shout the loudest, amen. Number three, the blessing of God guarantees direction and guidance from God. The other people that they are called blessed don't have zero guidance. He guarantees direction and guidance from God. God does not bless you and leave you in confusion. He doesn't bless you to leave you stranded. He doesn't bless you to leave you to find your way through life. He doesn't bless you to leave you to navigate your own way. He doesn't bless you to leave you to live the life of trial and error for as long as you remain connected to him. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 5. Abraham's journey of the blessing started with direction. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to the land I will show you. Get out of it. Of this land. It was direction. Genesis 18, 17 to 19. Again, we see God bringing direction. Now, several times there was direction, but here. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. He was giving Abraham direction. There is something I'm about to do in Sodom and Gomorrah. I cannot hide it from you. That is the blessing. Genesis 26, we see Isaac. How everybody was trying to know what to do. And God came for Isaac. Verse 1. 26 verse 1. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Everybody is japa, don't japa. I'm sure you know the word. Huh? Japa. Whether it's japa or japa or japa. Japa. Whatever it is. Everybody is running. Don't run. Stay in this land and I will bless you in this land. Don't misunderstand me. There are those who may have a destiny in USA or in Canada or having in Britain. That's perfect. After all, Joseph had a destiny in Egypt and he fulfilled that destiny. So that's not the case we are dealing with. The case we are dealing with is moving because everybody is moving. Acting because everybody is acting. Doing things because everybody is doing things. And God said, don't move, remain here, and I will change your life. And they remained there, and God changed his life. Verse 12 happened. He sowed in that land, and reaped in the same year, and the Lord blessed him. Beloved brothers and sisters, success is not in a destination, it is in a revelation. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? It's not in a particular location. It is inside divine direction. It was in that divine direction that Joseph, Isaac got his success. Verse 14 happened. And he had great possession. When he heard the voice he heard, stay in this land and I will bless you. Inside the blessing, there is direction. There is somebody here today by the blessing of the Lord. Are you ready for this? You won't put your money in the wrong business another time. You won't make the wrong move another time. Hey! You won't call a devil, your friend another time. Agent of the devil, pure agent. Wolf in sheep's clothing. Chameleon, you didn't know. You said he's my best friend. And those kind of friends, once you have them, you don't need a devil. You already have your personal devil. Are you following what I'm saying here today? By the blessing of the Lord, you won't travel on the wrong journey another time. You won't enter the wrong vehicle another time. The believer shout the loudest, amen. It's a guarantee of divine direction. Number four. The blessing establishes health from God. To be blessed is to be well. To be blessed is to be well. The Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Hey! God will not give you wealth and deny you health. Because you need the health to enjoy the wealth. It's only the devil that can make you to have wealth and lack health. You hear what I'm saying here today? I wish above all things that you prosper, that you be blessed and be in health. 3 John verse 2. Even as thy soul prospereth. Everybody we see who was massively blessed like Abraham. The Bible said, I believe that would be Genesis chapter 25 and verse 8. He died in good old age. Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age. Good old age. Good old age. Good old age. Not bad old age. Not sickly old age. Not old age of urinating on himself without control. Not old age of not knowing who came and who did not come. Not old age of everybody is under pressure because the man has refused to die. Good old age. Good health. Strength. That is what I know of the blessing. The same story with Isaac. Genesis 35 and in verse 29. The same story. Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered out of his people. Being old and full of days. Not a day's record of ill health. For blessed Abraham. For blessed Isaac. The only small record of ill health was in Jacob. But he still died in good old age. And his own is understandable because his cornea was too much. Jacob was too cunning. He deceived everybody, deceived his age, until he dribbled himself. He couldn't know where to dribble again. For 21 years, he was using a different name. What's your name? Esau, Jacob. Esau, Isaac. Who are you, Esau? For 21 years. Until God's okay. Now, who are you? See, my name is Jacob. Have you admitted now? All right. I want to let you know that you are neither Esau nor Jacob. Your real name is Israel. Your father gave you Jacob, that was wrong. You gave yourself Esau, another wrong. Hallelujah. But the blessing of the Lord establishes health. And I don't know who God is speaking to here today. But every sickness in your body is now cursed to its roots. In the name of Jesus. Every trace of sickness, affliction, inherited disease, generational disease, family disease, modern day disease. When we went to medical school many, many years ago, we did ward rounds. We didn't see so many things in terms of, I think I saw one person or if just one or two that needed dialysis then. Today, kidney disease is like water. Cancers exploded. There are new medical names now of new medical diseases that are new today. Even new microbes, microorganisms that are discovered today that wasn't there 30-something years ago. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The devil, knowing that his time is short, it's just exploding with all manner of afflictions. Men afflicted plentily. I receive all the calls all the time. Women. The deadly demonic devil called the cancer. Today, I declare, by the blessing that is coming upon you today, every trace of ill health, anything that wants to take you out before your time, they are cursed to their roots. By the blessing of the Lord, you are healed. You are saying amen. Shout it like a believer. The blessing of God brings health. I have two more. Number five. The blessing of God brings favor. The blessing of God brings favor. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him about as with a shield. We saw that favor in the life of Joseph. Genesis chapter 37, verse 2 and in verse 21. And the Lord was with 39, 2 and 21. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he gave him grace. And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, verse 3. And the Lord, back up it again. All right, verse 3. And he was a prosperous, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that all that, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And then Joseph found grace, that is called favor, in his sight, and he served him. Favor is the privilege of the blessed. The blessing of the Lord is a guarantee of favor. Normally, the people of God walk in the blessing. Esther, in Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15, all that saw her, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Blessed of God, you are not permitted to be a victim of rejection. You are not a candidate for disfavor. What they call bad luck is not your portion. I've seen favor. Favor in Nigeria, favor around the world. Favor from quarters unbelievable. Attractiveness. Something they call easy, what I call easy likability. Easily likable. Unusual attractability. People look at you, they thought they knew you from somewhere before. I declare today, whatever has made your life miserable from disfavor, I declare it is broken. Whatever has been a reason for closed doors around your life, it is over forever. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout after me and say, I am blessed beyond disfavor. I am too blessed to lack favor. Finally, for this service, the blessing is the guarantee of joy and fulfillment. The blessing guarantees joy and fulfillment. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. And added no sorrow. That is, plus riches minus sorrow. Plus wealth plus joy. Added no sorrow means abundance of joy. Abundance of fulfillment. Joseph was such an excited man, even in the prison, by the blessing. In Genesis chapter 40 and in verse 7, he came to the prison and saw the countenance of two prisoners sad. Which means he wasn't sad in the prison. Abraham looked for a child for 25 years. Yet that could not sink his joy. That couldn't sink his joy. Because there was a joy supplied by the blessing. And so the Bible said in Romans chapter 4 verse 20 of Abraham, that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Even when it appeared like there was no need to praise God, the blessing kept his joy alive. You see, people who don't know God, they may have happiness, but they cannot have joy. Somebody say, what is the difference? Joy is a flow of the spirit. Happiness is a product of happenings. He got a good job, he's happy. He got a car, he's happy. Somebody said during the commanding the day program, he said, I bring greetings to all of you, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche, and happiness ambassador, Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche. I said, no, it's not happiness, it's joy ambassador. It is the joy of the Lord that makes you shining when there is not one naira in your pocket. It is the joy of the Lord that makes you, people who have more money than you are envying you. They see something in you that they cannot explain. Because it has a tap root in the spirit. Hey! Anything that has put your joy under pressure, I announce by the mantle of God on my life, that pressure is over now. Everything that has put your joy under pressure, I curse them to their roots now. In the name of Jesus. You are saying amen, say louder amen. Shout the loud, say amen. Please be seated. So what is the blessing doing for you? First, it maketh rich, attracts massive wealth, substance and resources. Second, it imparts might and strength for consistent victory. You are unbeatable. Third, The blessing guarantees direction and guidance from God. You are not permitted to be lost in the crowd or lost on your journey. Fourth, the blessing establishes health from God. It gives you wealth, gives you health. Fifth, the blessing brings favor. You can't be a victim of this favor. And number six, the blessing is the guarantee of joy and fulfillment. Somebody who is receiving all of this, shout the loudest, amen. What is the way of the blessing? There are many things we can talk about. Who is the man that God is blessing? How does the blessing come? Number one, what kind of life gets blessed? Number one is a life surrendered completely to God. A life surrendered completely to God. Literally living for God. The kind of life that Paul the Apostle spoke about. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Life. Surrender. That life that does not question God. Like Abraham. There are many people looking for the blessing, but their human will is too strong. They want to live their own lives and still receive the blessing of God. No instruction God gives them makes any sense. That life. Completely. Surrender. To God. Where he leads me, I will go. In the army. Where he leads me, I will go. In the army. Where he leads me, I will go. In the army. I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. Because my God knows the way through this wilderness called life. All I need to do is to follow him. My God knows the way through this wilderness. All I need to do is to follow him. Follow, follow. I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere. I will follow him. Follow, follow. I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I will follow him. Follow, follow. I will follow, follow Jesus. Everywhere, anywhere. I will follow him. Follow, follow. I will follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I will follow him. Many people see the product, but they don't see the process. I told God many years ago, I want to follow you to the highest level it is possible for a person to follow you and still be a person and not turn into a spirit. I said, if all I am left with is my singlet and the little dress under, and I have to give up the dress I'm wearing and everything and my shoes, in my course of following you, I'm willing. I just want to follow you anyway. And I told him, anybody you would use to teach me, I'm ready to hear, whether it's my child. Today, people see things and they wonder, what is the secret? Papa Yedepa made his wife to sign. In the course of preaching this gospel, if they cut my hand, will you still follow me? If God should send us to the remotest part of the world, where there is no amenity, will you still be my wife? They signed. Money was not in the picture. How much will I make was not in the picture. It is following sealed orders. Obedience without question. Sailing under sealed orders. That is, they gave you an order you haven't opened. Maybe it's a suicide mission. Today people complain. They have a lot of money. Flying aeroplane. You didn't know how it started. You don't know the deadly covenants people make with God. Deadly. That is covenant agreement unto death. A life total. That's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let God be your preoccupation. Let God preoccupy your life. Today I don't know the name of any car or which one is the latest model, BMW or Mercedes. I don't know the model. I don't know the series. And I have no need for it. I don't have any need to know. Most important thing is, let it take me to where I'm going. Somebody just bought this. I said, what kind of vanity of life is this? What series of car would they bury with you in the grave? What model? What model? There are people that's their preoccupation. So and so person just got so and so model. So and so movie star just there. So it's just thinking and calculating. That's what you want to do with your life. No human being to touch. Fading away like the stars of the morning. There's a songwriter, right? Losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus will we pass from this earth and is toiling. Only remember for what we did with our lives. The only deposit we make into eternity is what is waiting for us when we leave here. No money in the bank account will count. It's in the account, but it cannot count. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A life surrendered completely. Where you are at such a point where money and all this world, the thing that people are killing themselves and killing people to get, once it doesn't mean anything to you, then God will make it to lose meaning in your hands. Number two, it's a life of uprightness and righteousness. We saw it in Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. The summary is, to access blessedness, avoid crookedness. Full stop. To access the realm of blessedness, avoid the life of crookedness. Don't take into your account what does not belong to you. Don't do business with people and deal with them and make them regret knowing you. What is not given to you by right, by labor, or by genuine favor, don't covet. Do business and do it tidy. Pursue money, pursue it tidy. There are Christians that are trying to behave like the world in business pursuit. And God is saying, you want to make it the way the world is making it? Okay, let the God of the world help you. But if you want the God of heaven to help you, follow my approach. Somebody say aloud, amen. The life of uprightness and righteousness, that is in every realm, but particularly in financial realms, if we're talking of the blessing. Avoiding crookedness. There are people that people complain about them all the time. I regret doing business with this brother. And they just lament. But I met him in church. He's church for church. Don't over lament. What can anybody do that is worse than what Judas did? And Judas was not only in church. He was an apostle. Among the 12. He stole until he sold the general overseer. He just agreed with people and sold, you know, for money. He sold. That's the only equivalent I can use. The equivalent. He's the master of the universe. But in our own level here, it's like selling the geo. The president and founder, all of a sudden disappeared. Say, what happened? He said, one of the ministers sold him. I told somebody, I said, I'm not too surprised about many things. Because the Bible has everything inside. You know, and we also heard things and seen things. I mean, I've sat and somebody said, he killed his mother. We heard all manner of things. So don't over lament. But I met the brother in church. In church, yes. Judas was not only in church. If they are serving communion, he will hold it. Yes. He was among those washing people's feet. Jesus gave the bread to his disciples to share. It was in Judas' hand too. When he multiplied bread. I said that some will be missing inside his mouth. Wow, this is. Hallelujah. 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 Avoid the weak. Any money that has a comma inside, run away from it. Come and get money. Just sign here. What am I signing for? This money is from where? For what? Please, it's not this kind of money I'm looking for. Come and help us. Just give us your account. We'll just transfer something to you and just... What is it? Where is it from? How is this? Beloved brothers and sisters, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end are ways of destruction. Yes, money is necessary, but it's not all kinds of money. Somebody say it loud, amen. There is a money to reject. There is an offer to refuse. There is a deal to say no to and walk away with your leg. I announce to someone here today, the real blessing that will change your life in this season is coming your way. And finally, is a life surrendered to God, life of uprightness, and the walk of the covenant. The walk of the covenant of supernatural supplies. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. He said, "But this I say, he who soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, to let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." God loveth a cheerful giver. God loveth. Beginning with the tithe, the offerings, the givings, The principle is recognizing God as the owner of everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 and verse 1. So, returning givings to God is acknowledging the owner of what came into your hands. Acknowledging the source of life and the source of all things by returning his resources to him as an honor. In most African traditions, after your father trained you through school, you return back home. So, something that some people do, and most people do, encourage to do, is they bring their salary and say, Father, this is my salary. You trained me in school. And your father will say, oh no, it's all right, go. That's, you came to honor him. And for some of us, the honor continues every month. Something. Not that he's lacking, but you're honoring him. If that can be done in the physical, the heavenly Father who owns everything, every time something enters your hands, you recognize the source from where it came on a continuous basis. That opens you up to a blessing that you will not have room enough to contain. I announce to somebody here today, in this blessing Sunday service, God will give you an opening that no devil can close. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Would you lift up your two hands and your voices and begin to appreciate God? Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Honor him, adore him for his word, for his word. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today to surrender my life completely to you. I come before you today to ask for your help to walk in the realm of uprightness. I ask for the grace to be a practitioner of the covenant. I receive it today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and ask the Lord, say, Lord, help me to be the symbol of a blessing in my generation. Would you do that? The sound here needs to be done. Say after me, say, Lord.
Lord.
Alright. Everybody say, Lord, help me to be a symbol of the blessing of God in my generation. I receive the help now. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you.
Jesus' precious name. If you are saying amen, say loud, I believe I say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen.
Lift your hands high. I believe that in the first session of the ministration, that God's presence moved in our midst. Our time is so much gone, but we could take a testimony or two. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you. Let your living waters flow by my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has brought to my mind. Oh, all my cares and burdens unto sing to Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my King, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. To the Father, oh, my Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this communion of the blessing. The Bible calls it the cup of the blessing. As we take this cup of the blessing today, I ask for the release of multiplied blessing. Release. 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 The release. The release. The release. Multiplied blessing. The blessing of supernatural supplies. The blessing of might and strength. The blessing of health. The blessing of divine direction. The blessing of favor. The blessing of joy and fulfillment. Father, let it be released today. In the name of Jesus. While we are in this process, everywhere you are today, and I'm aware that there are many here in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for sins. Wherever you are, you place your hand on your chest. In all our locations around the world, in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, place your hand on your chest as you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.